is only inches away from the master bedroom. Talk about awkward.
He hears his mom pounding it out.
Welcome to The Tangent, the best podcast on earth for No Holds Bar Talk. I'm your host, Renaud Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and Instagram, The Bull of Tornell. I have two co-hosts with me today. I have Sev, The Bull of Sev on the tweets and Instagram.
Yeah, fuck you, Sev.
All right. Oh, wow.
No, this is Wolfman Jack Tornell. All right.
Now for... that's funny. That was actually pretty funny, Justin.
Thank
all right.
You. All right. You can review that one, Seb.
It's Justin at a bowl of Justin on the tweets.
Hi, Turtle. How are you doing? Seb, right. Do you want to redo that one? You good?
No, I'm good. Good. Okay. I think we're good. I think
that I'd work train wreck? That's work what we're known it. For. Mm-hmm. All right. Train wreck.
Second tequila surprise, I'm good. All right. So, we'll see. Topic for
that's
today.
Not the third?
Second tequila sunrise, third episode. Remember, we did beer the first one.
That's right. Okay.
That's right. All right.
Birthday beer. It's
block recording. All right.
Yeah. Multiple recording day.
Hey, did you ever watch...
Never did.
Scandal at all?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a good show, but like, okay, so one of the guys in there is like this hitman kind of guy, like the muscle.
Okay.
But he was played by, okay, you remember Half Baked and the Chappelle Show?
Uh-huh.
His Puerto Rican friend?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they called everybody B.
Yeah. He's the hitman. It's crazy because like, he put on more weight in that role, like just in general, his face and everything. But he's like this serious guy, a guy that's disturbing, like likes violence.
Like heavyweight or like strong weight?
This over like heavyweight, like just in general, like weight in general, like a little bit heavy, a little bit of muscle. But it's like, it's weird seeing him in that role, knowing he was like the guy in Pop Copy that was like,
"Right,
hell yeah, suck toes, may I take your order?" Like, like, wait, what? How did he go from that to this? Here we go, like, no, guess what? No, I am your manager. I am the manager, nigga. Yo, your job is done, nigga. Get out, nigga. Like, better wrap that gavel up, B.
Yeah, wrap
it up. So I was wondering if anyone else has noticed that because it's like. It's a crazy transition seeing him being like in Half Baked and that, and then seeing him trying to be fun, like
this, serious,
like this serious like assassin guy. It's like what the hell is this? What's wrong with Justin?
No, I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Justin's God, Jesus Christ, was that look of disapproval?
No, it's no look. I'm just listening to you talk.
No, you're not my fucking mom. Who are you looking at?
Whoa.
No,
he had way too many deaths. What did you give him?
You're not my. You're not my real dad. All right. So first topic real quick.
Dad, you left for a pack of cigarettes 20 years ago. Why are you coming back? I can't give my boy a hug. Oh,
Jesus Christ. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So this is a story that happened back at the end of April.
Yeah.
What? When Justin's dad came back with a pack of cigarettes?
Oh, snap. My dad's been there my whole life. Oh, snap.
What? A man of Virginia.
For my mom's side.
had a bipolar episode and tried to kill himself. And what happened? He tried to kill himself by throwing himself in the pool and tried to drown himself in the pool. Lifeguard on duty was like, oh, God, somebody's drowning and did his job. Which is to save people.
Sure.
And brought the guy out, saved the guy. The guy lives. And the guy, in turn, sues him for medical expenses.
All right. Now, first of all, this is a fucking load of shit.
What were his medical expenses?
Yeah, just say like...
Oh, this is going to be a really slurry episode, isn't
it?
Oh,
dude, it's
lawsuit filed Friday by 23-year-old Mattus Medus. M-A-T-E-U-S-Z.
Modest Yahoo.
Fijakowski? Fijakowski? Fijakowski. Hold on, let me get this. God damn it. Hold on one second.
Oh, what the hell?
No, this. I'm trying to... My
You're trying to charge your phone, but it's plugged into the ground in a weird way.
All right. Now I got the space now.
Oh, now you got the slack?
I got the slack, bitch. All right.
Oh, shit. Now it's over for all of us.
Matthews Fijakowski.
Okay.
Says he was left underwater for more than 2 minutes. He says 8 police officers watched and stopped the lifeguard from jumping in to save him.
What?
Officers stopped a lifeguard from jumping in to save him. Whatever. Fairfax County Police says officers acted appropriately to save Fijakowski and protect him, themselves, and the lifeguard from disturbed person, according to Washington Post. Fijakowski says he's suing because the 2016 incident left him with more than $100,000 in medical bills. Yeah, they tried. Everyone's job is not to let you die, you fuck. So it's going to cost to keep you alive.
At the time of the incident,
Fijakowski says he had never suffered any mental health episodes. He was later diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So, yeah, this isn't cheap. You shouldn't, you know, maybe you shouldn't be bipolar. All right, next topic. Solve that, case closed. And this has been a tangent, everybody.
This is your fault.
Well, this comes to it. It's like, do you get involved in something like that? Because it's like...
Being punished for being a good Samaritan, or being punished for doing...
It's called the Good Samaritan Law. It's like, let me give you an example. Someone's having a heart attack, or their pulse stops. So you go in there and give them CPR and give them mouth to mouth. And then so... Does the family sue you because you're trying to save their significant other? No. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying
to
help you.
But he's doing his fucking job. So, like, he sits there and watches dude drown and just fucking gets fired? Fuck that. I gotta save you.
Get another piece, all right?
Yeah. All right, anyways. But it's like, just fucking, you know, it's like, what do you do? He has to save you.
But that,
he's not going to lose his job because you're bipolar.
That's when it comes
off.
To. It's like, if I see someone fighting, I'm not going to get in the middle of the fight. Because they're going to come at me like, he got in the middle of the fight and he injured me. So I'm going to sue this guy because he's trying to break up
but
a fight.
But that's not even a random intervention. Like, this guy's job is to make sure no one fucking drowns.
That's what he gets paid to do. Exactly.
That's why he collects a paycheck.
Yeah.
So fuck off. You won't get to sue me for doing my job. Like, what the hell?
What are his medical bills?
Well, first of all, hospital is expensive. When I got beat up at my old job,
but I mean,
I got beat up at my old job. The fucking paramedics was $100 a mile.
Sure.
And they had a breakdown. They charged $200 for a fucking blank, like a pillowcase. Like, yeah, it's super bastards. Expensive. So it's like, if he's in there, he's probably in there for some amount of days, the ride to the hospital.
Ambulance
adds up.
Ambulance is like $1,000 off top. And then whatever they had to do to revive or resuscitate him, like observation. The machines they use, observe everything.
Everything, pretty much. Jack.
Yeah, that's going to cost people's time. You've got fucking, if they had to revive him, like, they didn't say if he was unconscious or not, so if he was unconscious, there's that. Yeah, fuck off. You don't get to sue anybody.
Yeah, and
fucking
and
eat
that's,
all.
That's
know
what's so fucked up about people now. They're sue happy.
Hey, maybe if you
up.
Learned how to kill yourself the right way, you wouldn't be going through this.
Yeah, 9mm.
Maybe not kill yourself where there's a lifeguard around you.
Or a 9mm bullet through the head helps out a lot better.
Jesus Christ.
Just stating facts. It's true.
What the hell?
I'm just stating facts. And if you do it, makes you add for the
just
temple.
House of Cards, dude. Just do like Frank Underwood. Just fucking make it look as soon as. Carbon monoxide yourself.
That's just
season one.
Carbon monoxide is a slow way. I mean,
you're trying to sit there and drown. That clearly didn't work if you were under for 2 minutes. You fuck.
So. I actually had a question at work. Would you rather drown or would you be rather die on fire?
Oh my god!
I'm just saying. Would you rather drown?
Those are both unpleasant. Let's see.
That's really terrible.
I think we. Ooh, man.
I feel like
fire would be worse.
I don't. Yeah.
I think drowning. I said drowning.
Drowning is the stuff, but I feel like drowning would be quicker.
Not really.
For you to not feel shit? Yeah. Because, dude, you're going to.
Oh, feeling stuff, yes. I agree with you. But you're.
Yeah.
Imagine drowning and you're just like.
You think like, you're trying to like smoking fire is gonna be fucking good and choking it? Like
drowning is more panic and fire is more pain.
Pain,
yeah,
exactly.
And probably also panic because you're on fire.
You're on fire. You're probably gonna inhale fire. Like at some point
it's
you're
not
gonna
about
be breathing.
The inhaling, but it's like it's
yeah,
about
it is.
The
you're
pain.
Gonna be
I think for me
yourself.
It's more the pain. Like
yeah, sure.
Yeah, so suffering third degree plus burns all over your body is good.
It's great.
I just
fuck
I think
rather,
with me it's like
I have a fear of water. I feel like that's one of the, if I go out, I'm going out and either I'm either getting stepped on like a bug just as fucking karma, or I'm drowning. That's how I feel.
How
like
are
I'm
you
dying.
Getting stepped on like a bug?
I don't know. Like fucking future and fucking Space Force comes down and fucking steps on me. I don't know. Something fucking big steps on me. It's like
when Jurassic Park becomes reality.
A fucking AT-AT comes and steps on me. Or just, I don't know, I get crushed somehow. Same thing, just squashed like a bug.
Okay.
Building falls on me.
Sure.
I can't
hold it. That was the random question. But anyways, back to our topic.
No, I'm just saying, like, fucking, fuck off. I don't know. That's ridiculous. I'm wondering what the judge can be like, yeah, you should let him die.
Are you a fucking idiot?
But like, also, like, suicide is illegal, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I know if you commit it, you can't serve time, but I think attempted suicide is kind of against the law.
I think it's frowned upon, but I don't know if it's, like illegal.
Well.
That's Sev's job looking.
Looking it up?
Yeah.
Are you looking it up, Sev?
I'm thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going
to
think about it.
But you're right, though. Like, the lawyer's hearing this, like, hey, you tried to kill yourself, and now you're suing this guy for trying to save your life. But that's why I don't get into, like, people's problems now. Like, I had a neighbor the other day, and I put this in group chat. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I hear this girl yelling, and she's yelling. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And she was tripping on ecstasy super hard.
Ooh.
And I opened the fucking door. It's like, hey, can you like take care of this girl? It's like, I just met her at a bar, this, and this. It's like, well, number one, either you need to put her in a cold shower or you call the cops. Because I ain't dealing with this shit right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, like, she was just fucking all out there.
See,
And I didn't want to get involved into it. Where, like, I was going to go over there and help.
Yeah.
Because I've had friends that have done that before. And I wanted to go over there and help. But, like, do I go over there and help? Is it worth my time? I don't want to be involved in this clusterfuck of what's going on right now. So I just said my 2 cents and walked away. I said my 2 cents and walked
See,
away.
See, this is where, and I had this issue like a couple months ago. So I'm walking to the taco shop, gonna go get some carne asada fries, what have you. I get to a certain corner, intersection, and this guy and this girl are arguing.
Is that when you step into it though? Because
That's where I'm really sure. Well, first I was like, I don't have to do anything. Here's a cop crossing the going right by. He didn't fucking stop. And this dude was in her face. So I'm like, what the fuck?
The cop didn't stop at all?
The cop didn't stop at all. They just fucking kept going. So they're arguing. Yeah. And I'm like walking in front of them. Like I cross the street. They cross the street, but they're behind me. And I'm kind of in front of them, but they're just like really aggressive. Him in her face. And she's like, and you can tell she's upset by this, all of this. And I'm hanging back. Like I'm walking slow. And I'm kind of looking back to being sure like, dude.
What's going down?
Like what's going down? Don't hit her. Like, he grabbed her one time, and then she's like, let me go. And then he let her go. And I'm like, fuck, when do I step in? Because sometimes you step in, and then the chick defends the guy that's fucking with her, and then it's like, well, what do you do if she's defending
her? I've been in the same
situation. I'm sitting there with them. They're fucking screaming at each other about this and that and money and where they're staying, hotel rooms and all this other shit. They're going through
pretty
arguments.
Pretty much everything all in one fucking hit, just like.
And I'm just hearing this. I'm like, dude, I'm like, this guy needs to calm the fuck down. I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm paying attention. I'm like, all right, whatever. We're both kind of walking. I'm like half a block maybe ahead of them. I'm just kind of like making sure like he doesn't start just like wailing on her.
Yeah, because
if he starts wailing on her, I have to step into this.
Yeah.
And then we get to an intersection. There's a car. So this is why you don't. So like we come. There's a group of people coming. And then he's you know they're arguing. All of a sudden, this big dude, this big white dude, like probably maybe 6-something, bald head. Comes with a major fucking wrench.
What?
He's got a fucking wrench in his hand. He's like, he starts yelling at dude, like, the fuck, you think you're fucking tough? You mean a BMW, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh shit, he's about to fuck this dude up. Like, he was really about to go out on this dude. And this dude, and then I realized this guy had a fucking taser on him. So I'm like, okay, I couldn't have, if I was to approach this dude, I would have had to, like, knock
World
him out.
World Star!
Like, I would have had to knock him out. Like, immediately before he had a chance to pull the taser out on me. Because then he would have fucked me up. I would have been fucking stunned and then I would have been incapacitated.
You're involved into it. Yeah.
Right. But it's like, he would have stayed me and tased me and then what? He would have been, and I would have been like, shaking on the ground. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be going to get fucking cars out of fries and shit, and here I am fucking shaking on the ground because this jackass is, wants to beat up women.
That does not sound optimal.
It's not, but like this dude came with a, and he was not getting near that guy with the wrench. Like he had the taser out, he was like kept, you know, like setting it off to intimidate the guy. He was not getting near, dude. All I do had to do just one little thing with that wrench, fucking he would have been done because that was a big wrench.
Fuck it
was,
that. It I'm the law. I am the law.
Oh, yeah. And this is what ended up. So he ended up. I don't know. So I don't know if he just saw this shit as he was driving, pulled over, was like, fuck this dude. Mm-hmm. Or if he knew her, like, or like she was able to get a text off, or whatever, in the middle of that arguing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, she left with him.
Oh,
with the dude with the wrench. Oh, yeah. Him and his friend. She left with him. That dude was like, you better watch yourself, and walked off with the fucking taser. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you ain't about to step this dude who's a big dude to begin with, and he's got a fucking. He looks like he has a wrench that you work on ships with.
Taser
like,
or pepper spray?
Whoa.
Taser or pepper spray?
What do you want to get hit with?
Yeah.
Taser?
Oh, no.
Taser.
Taser.
Really?
Yeah, I'd go with taser.
Because that's...
Pepper spray fucking hurts.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like, taser is...
I've been hit with the taser before. It really? Hurts... But the pain does not stay.
It's not a lingering pain.
But it, you were. When did you get hit by a taser?
Yeah. Fucking Sammy, because he was like all like.
Oh,
he
had God.
A taser, and he was like, just wait, let me tase you a little bit. Just let me tase you a little bit.
Did you go to LA? LA. Was there in Arizona with that?
No.
Was that Arizona?
I was like at my parents' house. he was like, come on. Joshy, let me do it.
I've heard this story. Oh, my God.
And like I was like, fine, whatever, you know, fine. If you'll so fucking shut up, and he like tased me on my thigh, and it hurts like you get fucking socked like a dead leg, you know, like, but there's no like.
Were you incapacitated? Could you move?
No, I can move. Yeah,
that wasn't a fucking taser.
Man. Yeah, he didn't go all in there.
Yeah, he was happy.
Well, sure, it was like a quick little thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This guy's not going to do a quick little thing. He's going to fucking make sure I'm shaking and I can't do anything.
I've watched people videos getting hit by taser and go, and stop. Like, they're not, like they're locked up, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, this that's wasn't, what I mean. This was a handheld taser, not like a shoot-at-you taser.
But that's different. Those but aren't tasers. Those like, are called,
they'll still stab it into you.
I forgot what the ones with the prongs are different than taser. It's like, tasers are that one. The ones with the prongs is called something else.
If it takes down a raptor,
they're two different things. The ones that the handheld that you just with the
have to actually handheld. Touch them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's different than the ones that come out with the prongs are a little bit different.
But that's just still hurts.
Well, what did the dude have? The handheld?
He had the handheld.
Okay.
But he didn't have, that's a stun gun is the one with the projectiles is a stun gun.
Okay.
That's the thing. And then the taser is just the electric thing. Yeah. But
That he hit me in the thigh with it for like I don't know, probably like half a second.
Yeah,
and it hurt.
See, I knew
it put you down,
and I knew
it hurt. Yeah. But it's like, but then it was
over,
okay. And it's like there wasn't like this like lingering like again. It's like getting fucking socked.
Yeah,
but there's no bruise. And that lingering, like, bruise pain of, like, ah.
But did you tense up at all? Or you were just like, ugh. Like, you didn't.
Not that I remember.
See, I don't think he hit you hard enough. Because, like, you think that guy's going to hit me for half a second or he's going to hold it there for a second?
It was also like, in my.
If you don't know this person's.
I'm shoving that shit in your fucking wherever it's going. I'm shoving that shit.
And you're holding it for a second.
And you're not moving.
Right. That's my point. That's why I'm like, fuck that. Purpose or someone's going to spray it. And I'm just like,
no, pepper spray, you're hurting.
No, it's hurting.
I've been hit by pepper spray. That shit hurts. That's
no. No, that definitely hurts.
Maybe take no for an answer, Justin, then.
Jesus, that's horrible. but yeah, so anyways, this guy, back to this dude, he's I don't know what he's expecting to happen with this.
So he went off with the girl. The girl went off with the guy with the wrench, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened with the guy that was, like, arguing with the girl?
Oh, he walked off. What was he going to do? Get hit with the wrench? He wasn't going
to
risk that.
He didn't try to defend himself?
The wrench had so much reach. It was like a boat wrench. Like, it was fucking large.
Was he in his blood circle?
He was afraid. He was in that guy's blood circle. He was like, this. Because think about it. You got to be, like, person to person for that taser to reach. This is a big dude who already has a longer reach than you. And he's got a fucking big ass wrench.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was gonna catch one hit from that wrench before he
even probably even if you taser him first, he's still gonna get that.
He's
arm
gonna get
around
that swing on you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was not worth it. The risk. Like, he was gonna be
badly damaged. The wrench to taser ratio. The wrench just went in.
Yeah, it was not worth the risk to tase that dude to keep going. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to take this L. I'm just walking off. I'm going to take this L without injury and walk off.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with that. And I was like, okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyways, being a good Samaritan sometimes has a risk. So, so I was like, I was feeling awkward because I was like, dude, am I being bitch? Like not stepping to this dude and telling him to like back off of his girl a little bit right now? And then
you don't involve yourself in that.
But then it's like you don't know what people have. I've had
a couple moments and like that, like, where I'm drunk and I'm at a club and like I see like this girl looks all distraught and this dude's like kind of towering over her and like talking down to her and like and like she looks like she wants no part of it and like I for some reason, like I said, I'm drunk and I walk over and I was
like, did the captain say the hoe?
Yeah, and I'm like, hey.
I am Sev. I'm here to save your day.
And I'm like, hey, is this guy bothering you? And then she turns to me like, what the hell are you get out of here. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm helping you.
Okay, right. My bad. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's when I realized that, you know, some couples have their drama that they love to do.
And I'm married. Yeah. I have my drama too. Right. It's like,
but that's what I'm saying is like, and I could have got hit with the T. Who knows what would happen after that? And I'm like, okay, so maybe it was okay that I didn't like fucking just a cruel approach, dude.
But that's when you take the back seat and just watch because it's like
I was watching
till you get involved to it.
I was waiting till, and I know it sounds shitty to say I was waiting till she got hit or he swung on her.
But it's true. It's facts. It's facts.
That's what I learned.
Right.
That's what I learned.
You have to do it
when they're just talking. This is like, probably what they do. He was all talking. The fucking time,
he was in her.
You're fucking right, Seth. Because he was in her face.
He was super aggressive, and I'm like, dude, I've done it two or three times
before. I was like, you know what? Fucking never again. Not until I see like actual violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it sucks. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. I should be able to be like, hey, dude, back the fuck up with the dude. It's not worth it. Just fucking chill. Like I get it.
Take it easy.
Even if she's fucking wrong and you're right. You can't go this hard on her.
Right.
Even if you're in the right and she's in the wrong, you can't go that fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I couldn't do it. And then looking back at the taser, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm glad.
That's a little assertive, truthfully.
He had the fucking, but he only pulled the taser out because he was about to get his fucking head kicked.
I'm sorry, as a guy, who the fuck carries a taser? I mean, do you carry taser, Sev?
No,
I don't. Do you carry a taser?
No, otherwise I wouldn't have been like, fuck this dude.
No, I don't. Who the fuck carries a taser? Are you insecure?
People do.
But are you insecure about what you can do?
I don't know. Because one of my coworkers, who's now in the Navy, had a taser. And like there was this one dude who was all a fucking...
What the fuck, though?
I don't know why he had it, but he had it.
It makes no fucking sense at all.
There was one kid, dude that was like all drugged out and everything, the thing, and we were like trying to get him out of the garage.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't... He wasn't responding and like... What's his name was about to hit him with the snap. He was like, about to hit him with the taser.
All that.
You guys want to get tased?
No. I'm good on that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't have one here, do you?
No, not right now. But I'm talking, I'm pretty sure Sammy still has one.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he would love to oblige.
This would be
maybe
a good bit.
Maybe we could do that in the future.
This would be a good bit.
Yeah. When are we going, speaking of stuff, when are we going shooting? When are we doing a bowl of goes to the gun range?
Talk to you guys about that. Tomorrow. I'll stay out of this one.
Because I've been wanting to do it. I thought it's one of the 2018 things we need to do as a video.
Sure.
Bull of goes shooting.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me know.
Preparing for the apocalypse.
Yeah. But and then, all right.
The only thing that I have in my car for protection-wise is a fucking, the shit that goes over your steering wheel. The fucking.
The club?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Because I can't have a bat in my car.
Why is that not a thing anymore?
The club?
Yeah.
Because I think with modern technology, everything is all fucking...
Yeah, you can track your car.
Everything's all technology-wise, so it's all easier.
Yeah, but you can hack those things. You can't hack the club.
Whoa. That's what I think about your club.
You can hack Justin's ass with a fart. There you go.
That's what I think about your fucking club, so...
Anyways, all right.
Well, you
so,
fucking told me.
Shit. In other news...
I don't know other news.
There was this guy and he was in New York, if I remember correctly.
New York.
In New York.
That's
and
New York.
His parents were like him and his parents got in the lawsuit.
Wait.
Sorry.
In the past, many states had laws that regarded the act of suicide as a felony.
Thank you, Sam. I was waiting for that shit.
But these laws were seldom enforced.
Okay.
In the 80s, 30 out of 50 states had no laws opposing suicide or attempted suicide. With that said, all 50 states had laws stating that assisted suicide is a felony. Currently, there is no law against the act of committing suicide in the United States. And they did this did talk about, like, you know, in some countries and here and there, blah, 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 that, you know, committing suicide is considered a crime. And you said, you know, like, oh, well, what are you going to do? They're dead. You know, are you going to throw them in jail?
Yeah.
No. But they would say that, oh, well, this was a felony and you're a criminal. Therefore, all your assets are being seized by the government. So if you committed suicide, all your shit went to the government.
Goes to the government.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
But yeah, as of right now, there is no real law against suicide. However, assisted suicide is a different story. However, physician-assisted suicide for terminally ill is legal in Oregon and Washington.
So let me just add a side note to that. So, like, you know, when there's, say, like a massive shooting or just like a big tragic event where someone's like going to a school, going to the mall, and they always attempt to kill themselves.
They don't always, but yeah.
They try to.
Sure.
General, or we'll just say 50-50 that it happens.
Sure.
So when that happens, does the family have to deal with that? I don't know. It's just.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
So well, I mean, anytime anybody dies, suicide or not, the family has to deal with but that then as far that, as like.
But that when it comes to the suicide, like the government gets everything.
No. I'm saying in some countries where that's illegal.
Okay.
It's not illegal. Well, I mean, all those other things might be illegal.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. But also, I don't know if you're a criminal if the United States government seizes your property, or I don't know how that works.
That's the alcohol talking, but I was just wondering. Yeah.
If you commit felonies and die while committing a felony, does all your shit go to the government, or does your will stand?
Goddamn set drinks.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Random. Know.
That's a great question. I don't have the answer to.
Better work on that.
Yep. All right. And the second topic for today, or third, I guess, now that I brought up that eighth story.
We're all over the fucking place.
Anyways. All right. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but back in April.
Reverse. April.
Reverse. I got the time stone. Reverse.
Thanos is
reverse. There was a guy who was 30 who was living with his parents in New York. And they were trying to kick him out. There was a suit for it to kick him out of their basement.
Get the fuck out of here.
There was a lawsuit.
That's what they said.
They were like, get the fuck out. And then they were arguing with each other about it. There was a lawsuit, and the judge actually ordered him to get the fuck out of the house.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
And I guess a lot of issues between him and his parents was over custody of his son, because he lost custody of his son. And the boy lives with his mother full time now. Oh. This guy's 30, so who knows how old the kid is. But it's like, yeah, maybe, dude, maybe this is a sign. You living with your parents. They want you out. You're living in your parents' basement at 30. They want you out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have custody of your son. Uh-huh. Baby mom's has it. You may need to work on you. Just a hint. You may need
Take
to get your shit together.
Of yourself.
Okay. You may need to get your shit together before you can be mad at anybody. You repair that, keep that relationship with your parents, but they probably just want you to get your shit together, and you're not doing it in their house while you're probably living. Probably paying minimal amount of rent, if any, which they're probably pissed about. And then you also have their grandchild that they can't fucking see because you don't have fucking custody. So maybe get off your ass and do some shit. This goes back to that fucking incel thing that I talked about a couple of podcasts ago. Like, do better for yourself.
I'm sorry, you said was just looking at me just like...
Just not, but do better. Like, you need to work on you. You need to work on you. We need to work on ourselves. Work on you.
Yeah.
You're in your parents' basement with no job and you don't have your kid. You have a lot of shit that's wrong in your life right now.
You don't have a lot of shit. You just got speed bumps in life that
you need to work on.
That pause everything for you to work on what you need to get in life. So,
there are a lot of judgments. I mean, maybe he's just a free
spirit. He's a free spirit. He's a free
That's
bird.
Cool. Free spirit your ass out of my motherfucking basement.
No, 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 no. First of all, why are your parents living you in letting you live inside this basement? Because my parents ain't going to let me live back in Sacramento anytime soon. They ain't going to let me live back up there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But his parents I'm
34 years old. Listen, they ain't going to let me back in there.
You took a hit. Come back home for a minute.
Nope.
Why didn't his parents kick him out? Get yourself back together. He probably left. He probably came back, get yourself together, and then go back on the world. And he probably came home, didn't get his shit together, and they're like, fuck this. Get the fuck out. You're not doing shit to better yourself. This was the whole part. We were giving you a little bit of help to get yourself back on your feet.
Maybe if they helped him better, maybe if they helped him better, it wouldn't have come to this.
Well, you're 30. If you're 30, if I give you room and board, cheap or free room and board.
I feel like I look 30.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no, you don't. if you get that, then you should be able to get your shit together. And if you can't, fuck off and get the fuck out. Mm. Like, I already did my job. Now I'm doing my job twice, and you're still bullshitting.
Well, it sounds like you didn't do the job good enough the first time. Why wasn't I prepared for the world?
I don't know. Maybe you suck as a son?
Maybe you suck as a father.
Oh, snap.
You suck as a father.
Seth Plot game is strong.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. Does no one else have an opinion on that or what?
About what?
So do you think the parents were wrong or right for trying to get him out the house?
First of all, like I said, I ain't letting my son back in.
I mean,
easy grown motherfucking man. I ain't letting him back in. I have no heart for you. I took care of you for
you
the fucking
no
last...
heart. I have no heart for my son.
No, listen here, you fuckboy. I took care of you for the last fucking whatever years until you got out of high school. Take care of yourself. I trained you to be ready for this instance. And if you're coming back in, you get a fucking studio or you get a fucking place where you rent it with other roommates. But no, you ain't coming back into my place. Fuck you, you fucking no-life motherfucker. You ain't coming back into my place. Because my parents ain't going to let me back into their place. There's no fucking way.
Can we, like, save that whole clip and play it back in 10 years when, like, Justin's kid is, like, 8? And just
please
play it for
them? Oh, we fucking will. Play it. I'm going to have a fucking size 12 up my kid's ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a fucking... God, it just frustrates me. And this when it comes to parenting. Like, you can't be a fucking parent in today's society. It's like, I can't spank my kid for not being on, like, good. I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to be nice about it. Like, and this is the alcohol talking, and it's called the true syrup. Serum, fuck you, Seb. But it's like
you got that truth scissor up.
Sipping on some scissor, sipping on some sip, sipping on some truth scissor.
You have to fear.
Sipping on some truth scissor, sipping on some sip.
You're welcome, Justin. Break it down on your unborn child.
It's like you have to, like. My dad beat the living shit out of me to, like,
be oh, prepared. Shit. Hold on.
What the hell? Tarnell's scrolling through his phone.
My drink's almost done, Seth.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Your kids aren't important, Justin.
Thank you.
Tarnell found something on his phone.
Thanks, Tarnell. You saved me.
No, keep going. Yeah. I said, oh, shit, keep going. Hello. All right, so. This is more of that thing.
Oh, boy.
Michael ignored previous verbal and written requests to leave the home, including a note written in February, which...
February?
February. In which, in part, said...
What?
Which, in part, said, colon.
Okay.
There are...
I thought he said import.
No, you motherfucker. Okay, hold on. Let me finish that. Slurring down my words. There are jobs available, even for those with poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. And also included this kind of message. If you want help, find a place your mother has offered to help you. They also encouraged Michael to sell some of his belongings in order to earn cash to move out. They also gifted him with over 1,000 to help him spread his wings and move out.
Over 1,000 what?
1,000.
Where does he live?
$1,000?
Syracuse.
$1,000. New York's expensive to live in, too.
Still, Michael would not leave
$1,000 goes Michael for like half of a deposit.
Yeah. Would not leave their family home. Hence, the Rotondos made the difficult decision to take their son to court. Your last name is Rotondos. You should probably fuck off. And New York State Supreme Court Judge Donald Greenwood sided with the parents in this case, saying that mom and dad gave Michael more than enough notice and that now he needs to leave their home.
I'm sorry, your name is Rotondos. This is why we're building a wall.
Yeah.
Get out.
I'm granting the eviction, he said. However, until the official eviction notice is sent, Michael can and will continue living in his family home, where his bedroom is only inches away from the master bedroom. Talk about awkward.
He hears his mom pounding it out.
For his part,
his Michael dad getting says, that trim.
Michael Dad's getting that trim. All right. For his part, Michael says he will leave the home, but he says he needs 3 months to pack his belongings and get a fresh start.
3 months.
I'm getting together the means to do so, he told HLN. With my parents, they want me out right away, and they're not really interested in providing reasonable time. You're fucking 30, dude. And the court is siding with them, as it seems.
Is it word of war?
He later did an interview with CNN about the situation, which you can view here. I'm not going into that right now.
Yeah, he should.
Hey, whatever happened to like unconditional love for like your child?
Oh, I love him enough to get him the fuck out.
Oh. Yeah, here's your fucking bag. Get the fuck out. Turn out they're not old enough yet, am I right?
Oh man, you're 30. What?
Because it's what, a few more
no,
years.
They're they're not old enough.
It's like 5 more years, 6 more years.
I mean, if I'm on the 20, kick 20? Him out at 18 thing,
have you,
then
have you done the math? Like, years? Would you do it? Just like, hey, you're 18, get the fuck out.
Type of thing, as a dad? I would know.
Like, how would you handle that? It's like they're at that age, Tarnell, and you're just like, hey, it's.
Well, it depends on what their plans are. You know what I mean? It's okay, like okay. It really depends on what their plans are.
Okay.
So if you're like, if you don't want to live on campus, and like, let's say you're going to SDSU because we're here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not kicking you out right now at 18. Like, you're.
Have you thought about them, like, trying to go for other colleges, maybe outside?
I don't know, but the middle one, it really says, really wants to go to SDSU. That's what she said so far. The other two really have the same thing one way or the other.
Yeah.
The oldest and the youngest, so.
But would you feel better that if they were a little farther away? Like, we're.
I don't, either way.
Farther away distance, or?
Yeah, just say they went to Arizona, or they went to Utah. Dude,
Distance doesn't matter. If okay. they, well, whatever, wherever they want to go, as long as they want, that's where they want to go, and they're doing what they want to do.
Distance ain't nothing but a number.
That sounded, I don't know why you made that creepy. That was really, that was awkward. Jesus Christ, Seth.
Jesus Christ.
So anyways, yeah, so if you hadn't heard that dude, that dude is God. I don't know. That's it's like you're 30. Like, it's definitely time to like just walk away. Unless you are helping, like take care, like keep that, like take care of that house.
You know what he's saying? He's like there's mom,
no point.
He's like, mom, bitch, I will PayPal you the rent. Okay, I will zoo you that rent.
I will Zillow? Venmo you the rent
or whatever.
No, but I think
Zell, thank you.
I think that's part of it is the fact that he wasn't really paying. So they're like, you need work. He didn't have employment. So it's like he couldn't even pay the rent that he
was in the rent. Basement. He was causing no problems at all. You know, maybe if he did the laundry or did some dishes or maybe mow the lawn, you know what I mean? The family would be happy. Work with the guy, right?
He clearly wasn't doing enough. He clearly wasn't doing enough because they sued him. Your parents sued you.
That's a little rough, though.
Which means they were fucking. They were beyond done.
Yeah,
they were beyond done, and you weren't moving an inch.
And we don't know how he was with being there in general, like what he was doing. So that if the parents,
it doesn't matter.
Like you said, with the parents, then we wouldn't sue them. It's like you're doing something strong.
Like, you're 30 and you're not moving forward.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. Like, it does come a point in time where I raised you and, like, I don't know what the hell is happening now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're busting my balls for no reason, and I fucking...
Seth wants to say something. I'm sorry, Seth. What are you looking
at? Okay, go ahead,
Seth. I do, but I don't.
Oh, my say fucking it. God.
Just go out. Go.
Come on. Come I don't it. Know. How many, come how many people listen to the tangent in your household, Tarnell?
No one.
And how many of them in their 30s need to pay rent or get out?
One?
Yeah.
None of them I made.
True. But I mean, when is the eviction notice coming?
Yeah, that comes is about to happen pretty
soon. That's a work in progress, boys.
It's, okay. It's definitely, yeah.
Well, I drank my drink, so I didn't think this ends this episode.
You done? Yeah, I'm almost done.
It's the hourglass.
It is. It's true.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to do. Don't be that guy that's 30 and not doing shit with your life. Yeah. I think that's what it ultimately is regardless like if you're in 30 or not,
yeah.
Like, you should be trying to move forward with something in your life. You should be striving towards something always.
Higher goals in general.
For sure. And, like, and if you're not, if you're just in there bullshitting, like, fuck off. Like, it's hard to sit there and deal. Seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, how do you hang with someone that has no vision of the future?
Yeah.
That's beyond where they are today.
It's hard for me to weigh in on that because, like, it's like one little article. Because I could see it, you know, like two sides to a story or whatever. You know, like maybe he is trying to make it and it's just, and it's tough. Especially if they're in New York.
It's not hidden from you.
You know, and he just can't find it and he doesn't want to, like, just settle for, like, a minimum wage thing because that's not going to get you an apartment.
Sometimes you have to bite the bullet and just fucking at least start with minimum wage. Sure. Build your profit up and then go from there.
Sure. But, you know, it's like maybe he's, you know, maybe he's trying. And, you know, maybe he's aiming too high. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not even really trying. And he's just mooching. You know, I don't know. So it's hard to say. So I don't know how much of this guy is just like he's not even really trying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of it is the parents are like have either had enough or are maybe not patient enough with their child. You know, so it's like, you know. It's hard for me to
win. And that's so, and that's so geared towards individuals because it's like, how patient are you with a 30-year-old? Because it makes it seem like, well, it's one of those things where it's like, has he?
Well, but
at first I thought he left and came back. He left and came back. They make it seem like he just hasn't done shit. That he that last article made it seem like he never left. Yeah, and that's hard to tell between these two articles what happened. Because one sounds like it's like okay he was. And still, it's like if he has a son, well, I mean, you don't have to move out to make a kid. So, I mean.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, I mean, he stepped at the house one day and went.
Yeah.
Up in somebody and there you go.
Sure.
That's what it sounds like when, if for those who haven't heard ejaculation before, that's the sound.
It's a little bit of like, like how much.
Just how like, much. What?
How much patience do you have for a 30-year-old? But it's like, I can also see, like, how much patience do you have for your child, regardless of age?
Right.
Like, it's your child. It's always your child.
That's where the
conflict... It will never stop being your child, no matter how old they are.
Right, right. And that's where the conflict comes. That's where it's rough.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, without fully knowing, like, I can only say so much. Justin is already like, get the fuck out of my house.
I'm just being quiet. I think we should end this one before I get into it because I really gotta pee.
Get into it.
Like,
get into it and pee at the same time.
It's like legally, you can get a part-time job at 11. I don't know why you're still living here.
Yep, pretty much. I agree with you, Steph.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's the sound of a beverage.
If you're 30, move into Justin's basement.
Nope.
Or find other 30-year-olds and just.
You can move into Seb's basement.
I don't have a basement.
You should have your own basement. God, fucking living in a basement would suck.
It'd be kind of key.
Or would it be cool?
It'd be key.
It's like you're on.
I wouldn't know. I live in Southern California. We don't have
basements. Start a sex dungeon.
Sex dungeon.
We live in Southern California. We have garages and we don't use them for cars.
We have attics here.
Some do, but
I feel like...
A lot don't.
It's garages are for storage.
Okay. Yeah.
You park on the street because, it rains twice a year? Who cares?
You're right. All right, so yeah, so that guy's a loser. Don't be that guy.
Be that guy.
If you're a parent, I don't know, work with it and
strive for something it, guys. Do it. Don't listen to what Turnout says.
Oh,
believe in yourself.
Sure, go ahead and do that. If you want to fail at life, go ahead and listen to Justin's
advice. You gotta take some failures to succeed.
Yeah, but you're like striving for failure. No, you gotta strive for success.
Strive to succeed. There's few speed bumps in life.
Yeah, that's cool. You're not speed bumping there. You're talking about those that are like
strive for mediocrity.
Yeah, mediocrity and below.
Thanks,
yeah.
Obama.
That what? Okay. Anyways, all right. That's the end there.
I was trying to stop it. Thank you.
Oh, whatever. Fuck nugget. All right. Wow. So get out your parents' house or eat a dick.
Whoa.
This is the tangent.
I'm
for
hungry.
I'm hungry. I love how I mentioned dicks and now you're hungry. So for Justin and Sev, I'm trying out. This has been the tangent. We will see you guys next time. Peace. Move out, biatch! Oh my-